Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, with the extra time that you have now, parents, what are you teaching the kids at home? Think about that. Okay. Experts say that this is a perfect time to actually teach your kids something at home.
Well, I mean, we have been teaching them schoolwork, so well, it's not like we're not haven't been doing it.
But you transition into something else now that you don't have the homework.
Okay.
So you're transitioning to teach them other things. For example, a lot of parents who are quarantined at home are teaching toddlers how to potty train, starting the potty training earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what? My parents were pretty strict. My potty training included a written test. And so it took me years to pass that.
Wow. And finally, last year.
I wouldn't go that far, Kato.
I know. But so the experts say these are some of the hardest skills to teach young kids. Now, when I say experts, that's parents out there.
All right.
Manners.
Manners. Okay. That should be mentioned, but it is not. All right.
All right. What is mentioned?
So here's the things parents name the hardest skills to teach your young kids. And I actually did one of these here recently. So properly brushing their teeth is mentioned.
I didn't find that one to be terribly difficult.
I still help my kids with their teeth.
Okay. My kids, here's one thing good about my kids is when you tell them something that is really bad, they don't want that bad thing to happen, and they work very hard to keep it from happening. So they hate going to the dentist and finding out they've got a cavity.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And what you do, if you want to help in this area, what I found helpful is get your iPad or cell phone. Show them a picture of someone that doesn't have teeth or just a few teeth. And
wow.
If you don't brush your teeth, that's what your teeth will look like.
Well, yeah, it's easier. We go to Dr. Head at Eastside Pediatric. And so he gave us this app, and I guess it goes along with some sort of electric toothbrush. And so it goes in, and they like have a certain amount of time on each section that they have to follow along. And, it just helps them make sure they get all their teeth.
Okay, I'm not that tech savvy, so...
Well, it's not hard. It's just an app on your phone.
Yeah, but I don't think most parents have time to digest all that.
I think you might be behind the curve on the tech. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the kids have their own devices now.
Well,
your kids have iPads.
Yeah, but, I mean, we don't have time for that at bedtime. It's like, just brush them. Let's get to bed.
Okay, well, man, I hope your kids have their teeth when they're 20.
That's why I'm still
brushing
some
of them. It's worked for a long time without an iPad, how to brush your teeth,
Hawk just said this is one of the hard things to teach.
Okay, another thing they say is swimming is hard to teach. You need to hire somebody for that.
If you just toss them in, most of them will figure
it
out.
That ain't good either.
Well, so, I sunk to the bottom. It scared me for a long time. I didn't learn to swim till much later in life.
That's funny.
It was scary.
You got an app for that,
I think,
Tom?
Getting professional help is a great idea.
Yeah. Is there an app?
An app for swimming?
Yeah,
no, like I said, I just threw them in.
Okay.
Well, I was holding my iPad. It sunk right to the bottom.
There you go.
I can't fix stupid, Hawk.
Parents name the hardest skills to teach their young kids buttoning a button.
Okay.
That's always tough.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Riding a bicycle is a hard thing to teach.
That's a tough one.
I've taken the pedals off the bicycle. And
the pedals? Well, no wonder it was so hard.
No.
Oh, my God.
For balance reasons, they say it's what you do. My brother did that with his
daughter. The pedals?
Yeah, yeah. So she could hold her feet because the pedals get in the way. So you take the pedals off, and they learn how to kind of balance and scoot along. Then, once they can get their balance on it, you put the pedals back on.
I've never heard that before. Lower
Google
the
it.
Seat is what I heard.
Google it. Google it. Get your iPad out and Google it.
Sounds like something. She can't. Hers at the bottom of the pool.
Don't use your iPad while you're riding a bicycle, though. All right. Parents name the hardest skills to teach young kids: eating with a fork and a knife.
Not find that to be that difficult.
But it's probably because your wife's doing most of that. And it's like, my son, he'll still, every once in a while, he'll sneak noodles with his fingers. Like, he won't use the fork.
I do too.
Yeah, you do too?
Just one noodle. Okay. It's hard to keep him on a fork. Okay. But I see teenagers now that were not taught how to properly eat. And I'm watching them at times in restaurants or at family gatherings. And I'm like, who taught you?
Hey, Kato, you got parents like me trying to teach them, so give us a break.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too, Kato.
You've got to learn to hold a fork properly.
That's it. They hold it like a fist, you know, digging into their mouth like
judging.
Shovel.
I ain't judging. As long as you're using a fork, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Whistling is another thing that parents say is hard skill to teach.
Yeah, that's difficult to teach anybody, kids or adults.
Yeah. Snapping fingers, my son learned that. And then tying shoes was the number one thing that parents hated. Mm-hmm. And I just actually achieved that goal and passed my first grade test with my son this year.
Okay.
That was one of the life skills that they had to learn.
Hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was hard. Listen, that's hard to loop-de-loop and all that. And, you know, capture that rabbit's ear.
I guess that seems like there's so many tricks that have been taught over the years for that.
Well, his reasoning was like, hey, I have Velcro shoes. I don't have to learn how to tie my shoes. So that was not necessary. You just got slide-ons now. Kato?
Yeah, you got the slides. And not to mention that I see some shoes that they just don't tie shoes anymore.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of them just leave them untied.
Honorable. Well,
my kids don't do that. They wear their Crocs.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, that's
honorable stylish. Mentions, they say, tough things to teach your kids, blowing their nose. Man, there's nothing better than when your kid finally learns how to blow their nose because you're holding that tissue for years, like, you know, and you're trying to, and they're like, they're gagging and stuff. And like,
I don't recall that being tough.
Well, you're not.
How hard are you holding their nose?
Yeah, I know. You're the perfect parent, Tom.
No, I'm really not. I just think maybe you're the worst.
No, they don't blow their nose at
all. I don't recall them having trouble blowing.
They don't do it at all when they're young, and then finally they,
But you made it sound like they struggled to blow when you're trying to teach them.
Yeah, when you're holding the tissue, and you're like, okay, and you squeeze one nostril so they can blow it out. Okay, it's been a while for you.
I guess, because I don't remember that being difficult. They just blew out, and
out. What was hard for you as a parent?
Well, I told you, bicycle was hard. The whistling, very hard. I agree with you on that one.
There's nothing besides just listening.
I think for me, one of the toughest thing was teaching them how to properly pop a pimple on my back.
Oh, there you go.
And also to bring me the proper food in bed. Sometimes they mess that up.
All right.
But most of this other stuff I got pretty easy.
Proper way to step on dad's back and give dad a massage.
Well, they got that pretty easily, actually.
It's creepy.
They figured that out quick. Kato?
Yeah, Hulk, after hearing Tom, you're no longer the bad father.
I know it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.